The Jerry Bader Show.
WTAQ News, Talk, Sports. Well, the good news, it was warm yesterday and today. The bad news is somebody's going to get about a foot of snow tomorrow. The good news is it's probably not us. Well, I shouldn't say that because there are people listening in the northern regions that you might get hit. Not at the moment there are folks listening, but after we're on a Wausau after 9 o'clock, Rhinelander could get a foot. We are looking at, excuse me, cough is going to be a problem today, just so you know. We are looking at probably about 4 inches. All right, a lot of stuff to get to in the show today, but I want to spend the first 10 minutes or so telling you about, speaking of shows, something that is coming up very, very soon. And you've heard me talk about two entities in the past because I have direct relationships with them. One is Calvary Players, and of course, one is Families of Children with Cancer. As you know, Families of Children with Cancer is the signature charity, not only of my show, but of WTAQ. We have been involved, gosh, it's going on a decade. I think it's going to be 8, 9 years. It's either 2005 or 2006. I just don't remember right now. Time really does fly when you're having fun. We've raised, well, actually you have raised hundreds of thousands of dollars during that time for Families of Children with Cancer. Can't thank you enough. And Calvary Players is a local theater company that my family's been involved in, both my wife and one of my daughters. And actually, I think both my daughters. Yeah, both my daughters. Cassidy knows better than I do. I'm just sitting home watching TV when they're gone doing that. So it's very cool that I get to talk about both in one segment because Calvary Players has a show coming up. And actually, Cassidy, we are going to start with you so you can tell them about the show. And then we'll go to Lynn Schauer and her son Michael from Families of Children with Cancer, who will be benefiting from some of the proceeds. Cassidy, good to see you again.
Thank you, Jerry. Good to see you.
Now, get real close to that mic. Let's try it again. Say good morning.
Good morning, Jerry.
There we go. That absolute thing of beauty. First, tell us about the show that's coming up. Very familiar name, but tell us about the stage version of it.
Well, it's the 75th anniversary of The Wizard of Oz this year, and Calvary Players is putting on this wonderful, huge production of The Wizard of Oz. Calvary is the hidden gem of Green Bay as far as community theater goes. Unfortunately, not a lot of people know of Calvary Players, and we have a very limited budget for getting the word out, and it'd be great if you could all come down and support the show the first 2 weekends of March. And support a wonderful local charity, which we'll talk more about here.
We will in just a moment, but just and we'll do this a couple of times during the segment. Tell them exactly where Calvary is, so they know exactly.
Calvary is it's located inside Calvary Lutheran Church, which is on the corner of Ridge and 9th, over near the stadium. And it was started back in 1994. Sally Terrell started the community theater project, and it's been going strong ever since.
Now, you mentioned it's a hidden gem, and I couldn't agree more. You think of the setting, and you think of the name. Well, it's a little church group. There are tremendously talented people, and I because my family is involved, I've seen the performances. We had Annie, the production of Annie. I had friends come with me. My wife was in that show, and they were just taken aback. Excellent actors and some really quality voices.
Yeah, that was actually my first experience with Calvary Players. I hadn't unfortunately heard of it until then either. So Annie was a wonderful experience for me, and I've been addicted to Calvary and part of their shows every year since.
Now, I want to give you a chance to talk about your involvement with this show, and I'm going to say something. I've spoke about Cassidy on the air before. She goes, I don't know if you remember me. I'm like, of course I do. And I said something that made you blush a little bit, and I want to make good on that. I have seen Cassidy in performances, including for another theater group, but that was the show I was talking about at the time. And I will tell you, and if this makes you blush, I don't care. You are a tremendous actress, and a simply wonderful voice.
Oh, thank you, Thank you.
So talk about what you're doing in this show.
Well, my good friend Michael Ayango is the director of this show. Yep. He was also the director of Annie when I did Annie in 2010 for Calvary. And he asked me to help him out by assistant directing. So I began getting involved with that. And then I thought, since I'm going to be there every night, it'd be fun to do a little cameo role. So I auditioned for Glinda the Good Witch.
Perfect.
And he's got me doing that as well.
Perfect role for you. Absolutely perfect. All right, let's bring in Lynn and Michael. And again, this has been, if some of the proceeds are benefiting families of children with cancer. And Lynn, we were joking, Lynn knows the way to the studio. She certainly has been here enough. But it's a great local production company. Everybody knows what a great cause families of children with cancer. So this is a perfect marriage.
Yes, it is. And this is the fourth time that Calvary Players has donated to families of children with cancer. And their donations have helped so many families. And 100% of all the money donated goes to families. There is nothing spent on staff or budgets or anything like that. It's such a bonus for our group.
And one of the things we should mention, and I don't remember the exact URL, but correct me if I'm wrong, Lynn, but I'm sure I'm right about this. If you go to the family's website, there's actually, you folks have a donate button now, don't you?
Yes, we finally figured that out.
And we're going to steal that, by the way, for the Radiothon.
Wonderful.
Coming up in June, we'll have that on our website as well. So I just want to point out, it is a tremendous cause, and you can give any time of the year, not just when Jerry Bader gets on the radio and tells you to do that. You can do that any old time. So you said, there's no paid staff. And this is why when it was brought to me back, I think it was 2006, every penny stays in the area and goes to the cause, right? And that's what's so important.
Every penny stays with our families in the UP and Northeast Wisconsin. And all of us are volunteers on the board. And most of us have children that were diagnosed at some point in time, and therefore we understand the families that are coming into our group that are newly diagnosed, and nobody is paid to be helping the families. It's just us that have been through it.
And that's the way I always describe it. It is an organization. What its name implies is exactly what it is. It is families of children with cancer. All right, let's tip that mic down. There you go, just like that. And let's say good morning to Michael. How you doing, Michael?
Good.
All right, that's not bad. Can you talk even louder? Can you say good?
Good.
Yeah, talk almost loud enough to where your mom would have to yell at you.
Good.
That's what I'm talking about right there. Now, one of the things, as you know, because we do this on the show, is we try to collect gifts and such for the families of children with cancer Christmas party held basically the first weekend in December. Michael, you were at the party this year, right?
Mm-hmm.
So was I. And you got a really cool gift. Tell us about what you got.
A mini air hockey table.
Cool. In fact, I saw when that was donated by someone. So you got one of those. That was have you played with it a lot?
Yeah.
Have you kicked anybody in it? Are you winning a lot?
Not really.
Well, you know what that means, don't you, Michael? That means you're not playing it enough. See? You know, you don't need that schoolwork stuff. I'm kidding. Mom's like, oh, boy, am I going to get a timeout? I'm Michael's schoolwork and all that's very important. But you got to have fun, too, and I'm glad you're having fun. And the Christmas party is fun, too, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it really is. You do a lot of neat things. Santa Claus shows up, and it's good food. Hang on a second. I know you heard that in the other mic, but that's okay. Good food, good fun, and it's just the way that we help out families of children with cancer. So, Cassidy, one more time, where and when, because we definitely want folks to know when the show is.
Sure. It's we open March 1st, which is a Saturday. It's the first two weekends of March. We have three matinee performances as well. Our evening performances are at 7. Best place to get tickets would be to go to showtix4u.com, or you could go to the Calvary Players Facebook page. Tickets are very reasonable. Adults, $12. Children, $7. So families, please come on out and support us, support a great cause, and we hope to see you there.
And one, I just want to stress one more time, we're not blowing smoke here. I'm telling you, if you have never, and every person I've invited to these shows, if you have never seen one of their productions, this is really quality theater.
It's a big production. Unfortunately, in this area, there aren't a lot of places for actors and people that love to get involved with theater to do a lot of that, because we're kind of limited in this area. But really, Calvary Players, like I said before, hidden gem, great talent, great productions.
People from all walks of life, but you know, you go to one of the cast parties, which I have, you start talking a lot of stage background.
Absolutely.
Yeah, these are people with experience. Give the URL one more time where they can find Tix.
It's ShowTix, T-I-X, for the number, U. ShowTix4U.com.
All right, that's Calvary Players. That's coming up, their production of Wizard of Oz. And again, some of the proceeds going to my favorite cause, Families of Children with Cancer. All right, Jason's going to walk you out because I got to do some stuff for the next 5 minutes. But great to see all of you. Cassidy, thanks. Thank you so much. And I'm telling you, I can't stress enough the quality of performance that if you go to this, and it really is a hidden gem. My wife was involved in community theater in Sheboygan before she met me, and then I came along and the kids came along, and you know, she really didn't have that opportunity. We were up here a while in Green Bay when she found out about Calvary Players, and it's great. And my daughter, who is shy but loves being around production, she works for us here at the radio station. She board ops. She does the spotlight. It's a group of people who are passionate about putting on a good show. And I would stress to you to check it out, not just because it will benefit my favorite charity, but it truly, truly is a fantastic show. And you do get to help families of children with cancer. And I would point out that, again, I would stress, you can give to families of children with cancer any old time you want, not just when I ask you to, you know, coming up in June and again in November, December. You can do that anytime. Just easiest way to do that is to Google Families of Children with Cancer. You'll find their website. We're going to post that, too, by the way, to the Jerry Bader Show, jerrybadershow.com. So you'll know how to give there and give generously as well. Now, a couple of things coming up in the next hour. There is a fascinating study out today, actually yesterday, by the Congressional Budget Office on the impact of raising the minimum wage. Now, I have told you over the years that while I oppose raising the minimum wage, I do concede something, that study after study after study is in conflict. How many jobs does it really cost, and how much does it really help people? If you look at the study by the CBO, it would seem to be a Solomon-like splitting of the baby, that both sides are right, although he didn't really split the baby, I know, but that both sides are really right. That's kind of the way, not kind of, that is the way that it's being spun. Well, it does both. Do you remember the old Saturday Night Live skit Shimmer, the non-dairy floor wax? You could wax your floor with it and put it on your dessert. That's kind of what the CBO is trying to do here. Yes, it both costs jobs and helps people out of poverty. Tastes great, and just look at that shine. If you've never seen that one, you should Google it. It is absolutely hysterical. That's kind of what they're trying to do here. Jason, maybe I'll have you find that one when we take up that topic in the next hour. Also, good news for Governor Scott Walker's tax cuts, which means it's good news for you. And here, I think, is the big story of the day. The strategy is out there. Politico has it, and we're going to talk about it. What is that strategy? The strategy is this. They being the Democrats, are going to try to smear their way to diverting attention from the Affordable Care Act. I'll give you a clue. Think Paul Ryan pushing Grandma off the cliff. This is what they're going to try to do. So we are going to reveal that, pull the curtain from behind that right now. Those are just some of the things. There are other things that we're going to get to in the show. All right. You know how they say time flies when you're having fun? Unless you're talking about this winter, of course. Then this seems like the longest winter in history. And whoever ends up getting another foot of snow, God bless you. I mean, this is just such a difficult... It's just a brutal winter. It's just absolutely brutal. But time does fly in some regards. Believe it or not, and I bet you, Jason, you don't even know this, today is day 30 for me on Proactive Weight Loss Solutions. That was a fast month, wasn't it? Now, on my scale this morning, and my scale differs a little bit from the scale at Dr. Jason Litwin's office, and I weigh myself in the morning. I get weighed there in the afternoon. I'm in my skivvies in the morning. I'm, you know, fully clothed in the afternoon. All of that makes a little difference. By my scale today, and as best as my glasses allow me to see the scale, boy, that's another story. Anyway, 22 pounds. 22 pounds in 30 days. Now, my wife is really happy. You know why? Well, she's glad to see me lose weight. She's glad to see me get healthier. You know what else isn't happening? I'm not snoring nearly as much anymore. Remember, I've talked about this on the air. When you lose weight, that is a big part. If you're carrying too much weight and you have a snoring problem, there's about a 99.9999% chance, actually there's a 100% chance, that that's a factor. Still a little bit, but the way Proactive Weight Loss Solutions work, if you don't meet your goal in the first month, the second month is half price. I will be staying on for another month because I'm not where I want to be. Although I'm extremely pleased with the results I've had, and I know listeners are too that have tried it. So give Dr. Jason Lippman a call, won't you? Won't you? 920-268-1386. 9, say it slower, Jerry. 920-268-1386. If you don't believe me, just go back and check the after show podcast. See what I look like on January 24th. See what I look like yesterday. 920-268-1386. It's 8:56.
WTAQ News, Talk, Sports.
The commercial team at Bank Mutual doesn't make